Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us for a very special episode of Hooked on Sport. For those of you who follow this show regularly, you know that we talk lacrosse a heck of a lot, and we are going to talk about lacrosse today because we are closing in on what is a really, really special time for the game, and that is its return to the Olympics, Los Angeles in 2028. We thought we would take the opportunity ahead of what's going to be a massive event here in Adelaide in a couple of weeks' time, the Major League Sixes, to talk with royalty at Lacrosse Australia. I'm talking about their president, Abby Burgess-Bryce, and one of their leading players, Olivia Parker. Abby, welcome to Hooked on Sport.
Ben, thank you so much for having me today. I'm really excited to be here to talk all things lacrosse with you.
And Liv, welcome back. Friend of the pod, we like to call you.
Thank you. Yeah, it's always an honour to be on the podcast, and thanks for having me.
Liv, 2 years and 22 days since the IOC made the announcement that has transformed the sport. What has lacrosse life been like for you since that announcement?
It has been full of amazing opportunities. It has been really, really amazing this year, especially 4 overseas trips with lacrosse and a bronze medal, a silver medal. I can't complain. It's been amazing, and I've just loved every second of it.
Abby, for you, someone who is on the other side of the fence and clearly involved in the governance of the game, what has it meant for you to know that you've got a group of athletes that are heading to the games in 2028?
We are incredibly excited, and we're certainly not afraid of the work ahead. We've had a pretty clear mandate, and that has been put forward the best group of high-performance athletes and build and prepare them for LA 28 and provide them with as much support and access to facilities and elite-level environments to give them every opportunity possible to bring back gold from Los Angeles 28. And we're really clear on that, Ben. If we get things right, Australia will not only podium, but we will be contending for a gold medal.
So what does that look like, Abby? We understand that lacrosse has largely been a community sport, a little bit off the plantation, if you like. It's not the AFL football type of media response that you get. So to take your athletes like Liv from very, very talented but community athletes and raise the bar to elite sport, what are some of the practical things you've had to bring in?
Part of that really has been getting the right team, high-performance team, staff in and around our system. Where we have come from has been a passionate group of volunteers, lifelong athletes, coaches, supporters within our ecosystem. And we've had to more or less transform into a well-oiled, professional, performing national sporting organization. And part of that has been getting the right personnel in and around our high-performance ecosystem, and also educating our athletes on what this step change really looks and feels like in terms of going from a grassroots group of players, Australian level players, to athletes and players that are now rubbing shoulders in their various state institutes with other Olympians. And so that education piece on what that really means and what we need of them now, if we're going to be serious about LA 28, and we are, it's pretty exciting.
Liv, you're the practical example of exactly what Abby's talking about. What has it been like for you to progress from one of the high-end players of lacrosse but now becoming an elite athlete by any sports standards?
Honestly, the best feeling. Mm-hmm. Every day is a new day for learning and growing. And like Abby said, we're rubbing our shoulders next to such amazing athletes and Olympians in our sporting institutes, which we go to on a regular basis up to 3 times a week. We are being so well supported, and we are surrounded by such amazing high-level athletes. And to feel like we are up there with the high-level athletes and treated like Olympians. So it's just been the best feeling, and so grateful for the opportunities.
Abby, the Olympic version is going to be a six-a-side form of the game rather than the traditional 10-a-side form of the game. I'm sure you've had some challenges bringing the traditionalists along with that. What has that whole experience been like of, basically, it's still lacrosse, but it's a very, very different style of game?
It is. Olympic sixes really is the best combination of our other disciplines of the sport. Ben, you've mentioned there our traditional field-based lacrosse. It also combines box or indoor lacrosse. We're seeing this really exceptional version of the game come to life with athletes that bring strengths from both the field aspect as well as the box or the indoor aspect. And what we're seeing now is a greater ability for participation and involvement, because this particular discipline is more easily applied to different environments. So where we've had certain specifications previously that meant we were limited in terms of resource and access to facilities, we're seeing a style of the game now that we can easily implement at your local primary school or on your basketball court or on a local grass-based field, which again creates more accessibility and opportunity for exposure and greater participation. And that's a really important thing for us, is continuing to push and grow our participation and really bolster overall numbers, because as we know, the more folks playing at junior and senior levels, the greater the competition and, you know, that challenge for vying ultimately for high performance selection. And I think that's ultimately what we're talking about here. The focus is on our high performance group. And so the more personnel in the mix, the greater everybody is going to try to achieve that final selection.
What's it like for you as a player to jump, and someone who's played a lot of tennis side yourself, what's it like to jump from tennis side to six side? I guess it's nice for you to see that defenders have to come and attack and attackers have to come and defend, unlike you that had to run all up and down the field, the traditional way of playing.
It's definitely a little bit different to the tennis side. And like Abby said, it's bringing in the two elements of field and box, which is so great. And it's the best of both worlds from box and field. And that's why it makes it such a great game. It's so fast. It's so exciting. And as a midfielder, I love it so much because I get to run up and down the field and play both ends like I normally do in field. But yeah, it's a really exciting style of game. And it's created such an excitement around lacrosse, and I think that's so incredible, and I love playing the game. And honestly, if I could just play sixes, I would, but I also love playing field and love playing box as well. So I'm trying to do all three disciplines, so check in on me in 4 months' time once I get through the box season. But yeah, sixes is such an awesome style of play, and it's really exciting to watch.
Tell me about Major League Sixes. What is it and what has it meant for the sport? Liv, I'll get you to start, and maybe Abby, you can pick up from the off-field perspective of what it's all about.
Yeah, it's 3 days of jam-packed lacrosse. We have five different states competing. So you've got myself, who's playing for the Sydney Seahawks.
I'm outraged by that, by the way. We should have you. We should just be able to have override the draft and pick our favourites for the Adelaide Redbellies.
I know. So it's a bit strange not playing for the Adelaide Redbellies. I'm obviously a true South Australian at heart. But playing for the Sydney Seahawks, it's a drafted system, which is amazing as an athlete to play with a whole different group of players that I don't normally play with. So obviously in tennis side, it's, you know, you play for your state. So this is where you get to play with all different players from across Australia, which is awesome. Makes it for a really exciting lead up as well. Like you get to, you know, get to know and connect with different players. It's two games a day and then finals on the final day. So last year we finished on top, but unfortunately lost in the grand final, but that's okay. We're here for redemption this year. So Sydney Seahawks are up for a championship this year.
Abby, what's it meant for you from the perspective of the logistics of creating a national tournament out of nothing?
The logistics have been fairly monumental, Ben. One of the really exciting opportunities that underpin this year's MLS is our opportunity to really demonstrate the value and excitement and potential that lacrosse sixes has for Brisbane 32 Olympic inclusion. From a logistics point of view, not only have we been looking at all of the ways in which we can enrich the entire carnival and experience over a number of days, we will also be announcing our inaugural class of Hall of Fame inductees. We'll be celebrating our under-19 and senior women's Australian team, so 1995 and 2005 gold medal winning teams. We'll also have an opportunity to celebrate our under-16 boys and girls teams who had some recent success overseas, and we feel that's also really important to be acknowledging and celebrating our juniors coming up through the ranks and their success on the international stage. So Really, it's going to be a culmination of all that is lacrosse in Australia at the moment and packaging that up in a really beautiful way that highlights to the Brisbane 32 selection committee that lacrosse is not only here to stay, but we're growing and we're a sport that should be taken really seriously when considering inclusion for Brisbane 32.
Abby, what was the reason behind choosing Adelaide as the venue for this event, not just last year, but then to back it up this year as well?
The Martin Sports Complex provided a really fabulous environment for us last year. We know the facilities there. We know what to expect. So not only from a logistics perspective, did we feel that that made sense in terms of us not only replicating what we did last year, but certainly improving on that. Adelaide at the moment is also serving as our centre of excellence in terms of SASI, so the South Australian Institute of Sport. And so there was a really wonderful opportunity for us to bring together some personnel and the community and network in and around that. Certainly for us, Ben, as we look towards future years and we continue to push and build momentum around Brisbane, we may explore opportunities, hopefully up on the sunny coast or somewhere like that in beautiful Queensland. But for the time being, as I say, Martin really provided a wonderful environment and space for us last year, and we were really confident that we could deliver an even more exceptional event this time back there.
Olivia, just tell me about how the game works. You said that you play two games on the same day, so I imagine they're relatively short games. So just explain a bit about how the match works. And is it physical? Is it non-physical? I remember watching you crashing into Ashton Hiron, one of the star Australian players last year, both dusting yourself off and getting up. I mean, in some sports, that would have been red cards and off for the rest of the match, but it seemed like that you two just played on.
It's definitely a more physical style of lacrosse. It's definitely more free-flowing, which is amazing as a player, less whistles. You really just get to play the game. And it's more exciting for the crowd as well. Like, it's really free-flowing. So there is, you know, there's a few bumps and things like that, but it's all part of the game and it's all in good spirit. So it's nothing too out of the ordinary. But yeah, it's definitely a lot more physical and a lot more, intensity is higher, which is awesome. The game is 8-minute quarters, so four quarters, 8 minutes. It is really fast and really quick. Literally just coming back from Canada in the last 2.5 minutes of the last quarter in our game for the gold medal match, we were down by 3 and were able to edge back in 2.5 minutes to, you know, an even game. So it is really fast. It's really high scoring. It's really exciting to watch. So if you are in Adelaide between the 13th and the 15th of November, come down to Martin Sports Centre. It is an absolute blast to watch, and you get to see some future Olympians, which is pretty cool.
Hey, were you just on back on ML6, which you're discussing here, MLS, were you surprised at how quickly the team sort of bonded, all from a bunch of people who'd only been tossed together a couple of weeks before?
It was one of the most fun tournaments I've ever been a part of last year. So it just was run so well, and the team selection, the drafting system just really brought higher anticipation for the games. And yeah, it was really intense and really exciting, and no one wants to lose. Everyone wants to win. So, of course, that's going to bring in some more intensity to the games. And yeah, it was taken very, very seriously, as every tournament here is. It was good fun, but yeah, high intensity. Everyone wanted to win.
Liv, you've talked about your time in Canada. You were part of the World Games team as well that won a bronze in a similar style, absolutely out of nowhere against Japan when you looked dead and buried, if you like. Must have been incredible running around playing for Australia all of these times that you have done over the last 12 months.
Yeah, it's an absolute honour. And to be able to play for Australia 3 times this year and medal 3 times is incredible. And I just can't believe that's happened this year and has been an opportunity for myself and fellow teammates. We pinch ourselves all the time saying, can't believe we get to do this. So, yeah, it's amazing. It fills my heart and it's exciting for lacrosse, and I'm very excited for the future.
Favorite moment from the year?
That's really hard. I don't know. It's a hard toss between China and Canada, definitely. Obviously, qualifying for the World Cup next year in Japan was a great milestone as well. That happened in Brisbane. So I'd say those three moments were definitely my favorite moments. Top three: Canada, China, and Brisbane.
Abby, what's the big focus for the sport off the pitch going forward? I'm just looking at it as an external observer. And I would say trying to develop the sport in the big states, New South Wales and Queensland, where you have a presence, but perhaps not quite as strong as the three southern states, WA, South Australia and Victoria. I would imagine there's a real untapped market there.
Ben, you're spot on. And as you're asking that question, that was where my mind went to. It was growth and participation in our growth corridors, being Queensland and New South Wales. From a participation perspective, we know that there's an audience there, and we know that we have a community that is sort of willing and eager. Part of our work is around setting up the infrastructure and accessibility and that regular and reoccurring exposure and opportunity for that eager and willing community to be able to meaningfully engage with us. We have some very targeted and intentional work that is going into growth and participation up and down the east coast of Australia and in the next couple of years.
The next thing I want to sort of bring up with you is Major League Sixes, and we might wrap on it and just talk about what's ahead of us, but are you looking to try and move towards what we see with other Olympic sports like hockey, basketball, soccer that have gone towards full national leagues playing home and away? Or do you think the Lightning Carnival style event that you've got right now is probably the most likely manageable story for the short to medium term?
We know there are ample opportunities for us and a number of pathways that we can explore sort of across the Australian landscape over the next few years. The opportunity and the challenge for us lies within accessible infrastructure and environments, a calendar that is jam-packed with a number of lacrosse disciplines, which is wonderful in one way because it's providing regular and consistent exposure for our community to be able to play, but it's also personnel and available resources there. So there are a number of competing sort of priorities within that space that we really need to be deliberate and mindful about in terms of how we craft that moving forward. In an ideal world, that magic wand sort of scenario, yes, if I could wave a magic wand and we had sort of a seasonal based franchise model up and running each year with Sixes in full swing, that would be absolutely fantastic. In terms of what we're building towards, as you say, the Lightning style carnival or competition that we're seeing in Adelaide in a couple of weeks' time is probably going to be more realistic for us over the next few years, and certainly as we edge closer towards LA 28. Hopefully thereafter, when we're on that podium and we bring that home, we'll have further opportunities to expand on current model that we've got. And that's really important for us. It's continuing to expand, continuing to iterate on the model that we have at the moment and really striving for excellence. You know, there's decisions that have to be made and not all of those are easy, but we're very clear on why we're making the decisions that we are. And that's because we understand that product of lacrosse is incredibly powerful, it's incredibly enticing, and we want to continue spreading that across Australia and having more people get involved with the sport. And when we have that involvement, we'll see that growth and we'll see that opportunity open up for more well-established structures of the game.
Olivia, we were talking just before about last year you crushed Ashton Hyron into the Martin mud. Have you got anyone picked out for this coming year, or is someone else going to be on the receiving end of a couple of nice hip and shoulders from you, or will it be Ashton one more time?
That question is hilarious. yes, Ashton and I are best friends, so it's pretty funny that this keeps coming up. No one picked out. Obviously, really just want to win and create a really great, well-connected team, and, yeah, just really enjoy every single moment of those 3 days with the team and hopefully come away with a nice, pretty ring.
Underway Thursday, the 13th of November, 3 days and nights of action. Anyone a bit curious about it, Liv, what can they expect to see? What are they going to get for their cash?
They're going to get something really exciting. The viewers are going to absolutely love the Sixes format. It's really fast. It's really electric. And it's something that I dearly love and so many people around the country love. And hopefully more people can come and really enjoy the experience that Lacrosse Sixes brings.
If I had have said to you 15 months ago that you are going to defend a national title that you won in Adelaide the last year representing Sydney, what would you have told me?
that you're crazy. No, it's honestly every opportunity has been a pinch me moment, and just so grateful for what Cross Australia has built and is building. And I know it's just only going to get better and better. And yeah, it's really exciting.
Abby, just tell us, for those who've been listening and thinking, yeah, I've got to get along to this, how do they do it? Do they rock up? Can they get tickets in advance? What's the deal?
So, Ben, head to Lacrosse Australia website or follow us on our socials, so Instagram and Facebook. We're also offering VIP packages. So for those that want to come along and have a little bit more of a gold class experience, you'll be able to buy VIP tickets and, of course, your general admission tickets if you would prefer. We'll also be providing various lacrosse stalls and opportunities for those interested to come and explore the equipment and apparel and things like that. And we'll also be providing a little bit of a museum, might be not necessarily the correct word, but we're going to have some memorabilia on display as well from past world championships and really successful campaigns. So there's going to be a lot of different ways for those interested to come and engage with lacrosse and the experience over the three-day MLS tournament. So please follow along on our website and our socials. All roads lead towards Marden Sports Complex in just over a week and a half's time.
I mean, just to wrap things up, I'm having a quick look through your board, and I mean, I don't like to talk about the ages of people, but Steve Mortimer, not long out of the game, Tim Kennedy, still very heavily involved, Hayley Safana, still a star player, Courtney Hobbs, not long out of the game. Don't know your own personal involvement in the sport yourself, Abby, but you hardly come from the blue rinse set. You must feel like your board is well-placed to lead lacrosse into this very new and exciting era.
Most definitely, Ben. One of the things that I've been intentional on and about is ensuring that the organisation as a whole appreciates and reflects our history and is aware and mindful of that, but also balances that exceptionally well with reflecting the current day demographics and the temperature and culture of where we are today, but also where we need to be tomorrow. So, yeah, we have seen that changing of the guard, and that has been, as I say, quite deliberate and intentional, and that's going to propel us forward, hopefully very successfully.
Abby, brilliant. Thank you so much for your time. Olivia, I have to say, for the first time in my life, you are going to be representing a lacrosse team that I will not be supporting. I'll be Adelaide Red Bellies all the way. But all the very best as you defend the title. Thank you so much for your time. And Abby, really appreciate the insight you have given us into where your sport is at and where it is heading. It is just tremendously exciting. Good luck with the next couple of weeks, beginning Thursday night the 13th at the Marden Sports Complex.
Thanks so much, Ben.
Thank you, Ben.
Well, that wraps us up for this special episode of Hooked on Sport. Thank you so much to Abby and Olivia for joining us and sharing with us all that's going on in their sport as they progress towards the Olympics, Los Angeles in 2028. We will resume normal production with the cricket show coming out early next week. Sophie will be back in the chair to join me. Just a reminder, if you want to take in anything that's exciting, fast, and novel and new, then get yourself to Marden Sports Complex Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It's the Major League Sixes. It's an amazing event, well worth watching. Go out there and enjoy yourself.